In an expensive mayor's race approaching $80,000, Jack Thomas won with 962 votes compared to Andy Bierman's 829. Thomas, who had the support of outgoing Mayor Dana Williams, thinks his campaign theme of small-town creative solutions resonated with voters.
I'm excited for the values that we unequivocally stated in our visioning process, and I think it's a win for the small town that we all love.
For the next 4 years, Thomas says he'll ensure that new growth is played on a level playing field.
What that means is holding everyone accountable to the same laws, everyone accountable to the same vision. And as we move forward through the continuing work that we're doing on the general plan, and as that unfolds into the land management code, that we hold to those criteria.
He says he'll spend the next few months mending some fences necessary after any election.
As I've said before, you know, even in a small town, elections can be contentious. And so I think that the first thing I'll do is to reach across the table with everyone else involved in this process and build positive relationships. That doesn't mean that we can't argue the issues, but we can treat each other with respect. And so I think the same goes for many of the entities and groups within our city to build more positive relationships and better communication.
One of the fences he doesn't think will require mending is between him and his opponent, Andy Bierman, who will serve out the last 2 years of his council term.
I have always respected him, and I like him very much. And I've always enjoyed Andy and Thea a great deal. And I think they are very hardworking, and he is very energetic. And I respect that. And I think he respects my role and my position, and I don't think we'll have any issues or problems.
That's Park City's newly elected mayor, Jack Thomas. There was more than a 30% voter turnout. The final canvas of the vote scheduled for Tuesday, November 19th. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.